Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget about everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort. Whatever it is you're doing, wherever it is you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping our country free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there on the oil rigs doing what they can to make sure America's oil needs are met and keep America rolling along. A special shout out and thank you. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. You can go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And while you're there, like the page and then jump into the chat room that's there and have a conversation with us, just like a whole bunch of people are doing. All right, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics we go. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
How about if we say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, China is obviously up to no good when it comes to the United States. I mean, we tried to be nice to them, and the president tried to be nice to them, and we wind up with the coronavirus, amongst other things, and we know it came from China. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Whether or not it was man-made or not, that still is up for some discussion, but the majority of the people I talk to believe it came out of that lab in Wuhan, China, correct?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
So all that being said, would you be surprised if I told you that reports now circulating, vastly circulating, are that China would love to see Joe Biden as president for one simple reason? You know what it is?
Well, I think that they believe he'd be very weak to stand up to China.
They would go back to the way it was under Barack Obama when China was pretty much getting anything and everything they wanted.
Well, certainly. This has really been a hallmark of the Trump presidency. And, you know, they try to scold President Trump and go after him, trying to make it look like he cozies up to President Xi and so forth. But really nothing could be further from the truth. President Trump, I think, is the one candidate, the one president that the Chinese government in Beijing doesn't want to deal with moving forward, because they know that President Trump's going to be tough on them. And especially Gordon Chang, Captain, had some very interesting things to say about this whole idea that the Chinese government in Beijing would likely prefer Joe Biden. And that's not a great running endorsement for Joe Biden, is it?
No, it's not. But then again, let's see, was it $1.5 billion that that Hunter Biden and let's see, was it Kerry's son and there was Mitt Romney's nephew got out of the deal there with the company he belonged to?
Yeah, and how it was astronomical, but how is that possible? Because at that time, Captain, I would hear interviews with bankers or other, you know, major business people who say, we could never get this kind of deal. I mean, to say it's a sweetheart deal would be an understatement.
Well, they got it because China wanted something, and Joe Biden twisted their arm a little bit, and they twisted his arm a little bit, and as a result, the money went where it went.
Well, that's what it appears
okay.
to be, yeah.
And let's drift on over here because we have our resident Lafayette, Indiana, senior intel professor extraordinaire who wants to talk about China. Go ahead.
Well, you know, yesterday, or was it the day before, President Trump was in Wisconsin where they're building the new frigates.
Yeah.
We haven't had a frigate in the Navy in about 30, 35 years.
Now we're going to have half dozen of them.
It's still not enough, but it's a start.
Yep.
But if that would have been Joe Biden, that program would have never existed. It would have never got off the ground. The Democrats aren't building into building a big Navy. And right now, we have to more concentrate more about hulls in the water and planes in the air than anything, especially as we're dealing with China. Kyle, I know Gordon Chang personally. He's a great guy. He's wrong more than he's right. But a lot of times I agree with him. So, right, you know, we're going to go back to the way it was, but if everything depends on November 3rd, if Trump's reelected, we'll stay a superpower. I would hate to see what this country's going to look like in 2024 if Biden wins. It's going to be so screwed up. We'll be a second-rate military power. One of the things that you have to understand that it's not basically military power anymore. It's going to be electronic. It's going to be a lot of other things. Economic warfare. It's going to be a lot of things coalesced together against China. I think Trump is actually, except for agriculture stuff, of soybeans and corn, wheat, China, I think he's trying to decouple the two economies, which is very smart. Why we ever did this, this goes back to the Nixon, Kissinger, especially the George H.W. Bush, Clinton era, where we were going to change China into a democracy. It's a joke.
Yeah.
We're going to have to deal with these people for a while. And with Xi especially,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's Maoist. They're going to go back to a more upscale Maoist political ideology. So I think that right now we have to – everything depends on Trump, and that's the scary
okay.
part.
All right, well, I got to run. Here comes the break, and we will talk to you next week. So you have yourself a great weekend, my man.
Okay, you too. You too, Kyle.
All right, Dan the Man. And Kyle, you hang on, and folks will be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, is Washington, D.C. going to become the 51st state in the country, I say? Well, if Nancy Pelosi has her way, yes, but it's not going to happen. We'll tell you why it's not going to happen, and we'll tell you why they're trying to do it. Wait till you hear this. You're going to love this one. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own and operate Relief Factor. And they were nice enough to ask me to endorse them because I'd been taking their product for 4 years and they found out I had a radio show in the middle of the night and nobody else does what I do in the middle of the night. So they gave me a website, and the website they gave me was relieffactor.com/captain. And in the process, all I do is tell you that I've been taking Relief Factor for 4 years, and the reason why is because I have arthritis, and anybody that has arthritis knows it can be very painful. And with the pains that I had, I was taking Mobic and Flexeril, which was prescription stuff, and it was making me tired and whatnot, and I just couldn't continue to take it. Plus, you weren't supposed to drive with one of the products either, so, you know, try doing that, right? And then I took a handful of Aleve every day, and that wasn't good for you because it starts internal bleeding. So all of a sudden, I heard about Relief Factor, and boom, it's been like I found what I needed all the time. So arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, ankle pain, hip pain, just general muscle aches and pain in general from your active lifestyle or your job they do during the daytime, trot on over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and take a look at the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It's $19.95. There's a little video tutorial there with Pete and Seth in it. They'll tell you all about how it's natural ingredients that are in it. There's no narcotics whatsoever, and how it works, and what you do to get involved in the program. And I'm telling you,
You take this and follow the instructions, it's going to make you feel better, and you're going to say, boy, why didn't I take that sooner? But relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. I'm telling you, tens of thousands of people have done it, and I'm hearing good things every day from somebody that'll send me a message or whatnot and say, hey, thank you very much for telling me about Relief Factor. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle Warren's back. What do you say, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
Now, the House Democrats have approved, for the umpteenth time, granting statehood to the District of Columbia. Now, that sounds pretty good in principle, right?
Right, right.
But what's their ulterior motive?
Well, Captain, they simply want to get what they believe would be two free votes in the Senate for anything the Democrats ever want to try to pass.
That's true.
Yeah, and this is, again, this is like a stunt that they're doing. We've heard about D.C. statehood for a very long time, but honestly, I think they're trying to bring it back to the fore right now, trying to capitalize on all of the different things happening in the country right now. And so, again, it would simply, they believe, give them two extra senators.
The Democrats believe they have the upper hand with everything that's going on because they've got the young people out on the streets breaking glass and burning buildings and this, that, and the other, and they are younger people. And they got them out there doing that. They think, oh, boy, well, all these kids are going to go to the polls, and they're all going to vote, and they're all going to this. Really? That remains to be seen.
Does remain to be seen. And, you know, Captain, again, whether – now, of course, Mitch McConnell said, I think, that this wouldn't come up for a vote in the Senate, basically, but – generally speaking, they're simply trying to make a rallying cry for the election, to simply say, we're fighting for D.C. statehood because this is what we want to do, and this kind of thing. So even though they know it likely will never happen, it just becomes this thing they can use in the election. They're being very shrewd about it.
Yeah, that's all true. And, of course, there is one other little thing here. But before we go to it, let's go to the telephone. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Tampa.
Hi, Mary.
Hey, Captain. I called the other night about Minnesota taking property, and you hadn't heard of it, but I heard it again last night. It's one of the 10 demands of Black Lives Matter to take your property and give it to someone from that's been poor.
Not going to happen.
The demands are unreal.
Not going to happen. It's one of their demands, but it's not going to happen. They can dream all they want. Will not happen.
How many people know what they want?
Well, anybody that's paid any attention to what's been going on, because it's been all over television, number one, it's just not going to happen. And the demands in Minnesota are not going to be met because their little utopia in CHOP or CHOW or whatever, CHAZ or whatever you want to call it, they're being forced out of there. By the way, the cops went just so far yesterday along with the DPW workers, and then they stopped because people laid down the street and said, you're not getting past me.
No, brother. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, but Kyle, you know, Minnesota, I mean, come on. You folks up there in Minnesota listening to me right now, and yes, there's people listening to me in Minnesota, especially in Minneapolis and Burnsville. Wake the hell up. Take your damn streets back. Go in there and demand that the police come in there and demand that the mayor get off his duff, that jackass of a mayor, teenager, I'll call him mayor, and get in there and take control of your city and just say, that's it, we're done. You don't like it? Leave. See ya. Goodbye.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's Mayor Jacob Frey, and he just looks kind of stunned and afraid.
He's a dope. He's a dope.
Yeah, I really do worry about that guy. He doesn't look good. But one of the things they're doing in Minneapolis, though, Captain, they're disbanding the police department, and they're going to replace it with something called the Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention.
Wonderful. And yeah, they're not going to carry firearms. And the first time they go to the scene of someone with a weapon, what are they going to do, call the National Guard to help them?
Are they going to sing Kumbaya to them? I don't know. I think they might get a real awakening because, Captain, just as in that part of Minneapolis where they have eschewed the police in the neighborhood, they've been beset in, like, I think it's called, what's it called, something park, I'll get this here in just a second, but the they're beset by homeless, by prostitution, by drug dealers.
Yep.
And if you take the police away, it is simply an open sign for the crime.
And the people that live in the local area agree not to call the police on them, so in comes all the illicit and illegal activity, and you forgot the word drugs, by the way. They all come in there with the illegal and illicit activity in this park, in this residential area, and that's mistake number one.
Well, sure. Well, exactly right. And that park is called Powderhorn Park. That's it.
It'll have a new name before long.
Well, yeah. The
it'll be park. It'll be the Chop Chop Park or something.
Yeah, and but exactly. But it seems, Captain, that we've just taken leave of our common sense if we think that by eradicating police that you're safer.
Now, here comes some more common sense from another country. Heard from you. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Susan Rice, reportedly in consideration as a vice presidential candidate, right, or nominee, right?
Yeah, right.
Susan Rice is now claiming that the Russians are behind the George Floyd riots.
Well,
they were Russians that did it. Russians that did it.
It's the Russians again, I guess. But, well, you know, I think that the Russians, the Chinese, they look at the unrest and the chaos that's going on in America, and they actually do think that it could be beneficial for them.
Now, I mentioned something earlier about Andrea Mitchell, but all kidding put aside, Andrea Mitchell came very close to being attacked in Washington, D.C., in the Black House Autonomous Zone. She went in there to do some reporting, and they didn't care for her, and they were forcibly removing her and started to get physical. She had guards around her, you know, the security guards they have.
Right.
And they came into the area, as well as some police, plainclothes police that weren't close, that were close by, and they got her out of there, but she came very close to getting beat up.
Yes, and this is very serious, and I'm glad that she's all right, because obviously, you know, she's there to do a job, she's there to do reporting, but it shows you, Captain, just the attitude that some of these occupiers or what have you have towards people in not only that they don't agree with politically, but people in the news media. So, yeah, it's good that she's all right.
Yeah, and finally, wrapping things up here for the week, we've got the Japanese Ministry of Defense chiming in, saying that they believe Kim Jong-un is once again in poor health.
Well, you know, I wouldn't doubt it. We'll hopefully get some other confirmation on this kind of thing.
Haven't seen him again in a while.
Exactly. And before, they said he was hiding out, you know, away from the virus. But who knows? We know that North Korea has had a terrible time with this. It's very possible it could have touched him in some way.
Tell everybody how to your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much and what he does for the program, and I will be back with our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere. Some interesting military news to talk about tonight. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has now signed an executive order to protect all national monuments, memorials, and statues. The president said those who vandalize the monuments will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And Interior Secretary David Bernhardt speaks on protesters who continue to tear down historical statues.
Well, the reality is that the destruction of government property in a deliberate manner is a crime that carries with it a very severe and significant penalty. We are ensuring that when we have an opportunity, we arrest individuals, and we're asking the Department of Justice to prosecute them to the full extent of the law.
The first test of the new policy should be coming in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, as protesters have threatened for the last week to tear down the Emancipation Statue of Abraham Lincoln. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment from the weekend edition. And it's always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to NAA.edu. Or you can give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind,
mind that becoming an aviation maintenance tech could be the answer to prayer in some people's individual categories, because they've lost their jobs, they've lost their way, they don't know what to do. And if you're a veteran, listen up, because post 9/11, your GI Bill benefits, educational benefits, will more than likely pay for you to go to school to learn how to become an aviation maintenance tech. That's number one. Number two, if you're pre-9/11, your benefits are probably used up, but you can get a student loan to come and become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, the training is 14 months, but at the end of 14 months, you will have a job in your hand, and it'll be a good job in your hand. You'll have an opportunity to be able to go out and pretty much carte blanche whatever amount of money you want to make, because aviation maintenance techs are in high demand right now because of all the aircraft that have been parked that need to be recertified and worked on in order to get them back up in the air again, which is going to happen. Even though air flights are down, passenger ship is down 80% across the country, it is going to come back once the Americans feel like they want to go flying again and whatnot. It's just that simple. So they need the aviation maintenance techs out there trained and certified and ready to go to get the job done with the aircraft. So all you got to do is go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call too at 800-659-2080 and take the tour at one of their two campuses. They have one campus in Concord, Mass, outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Check them out, naa.edu. Now, the military is drawing down on the U.S.-Mexico border mission, sorta. On the one hand, the Defense Department announced it would keep deploying troops to the southern border to assist Custom and Border Patrol through October of 2021. But on the other, the new limit is now down to 4,000, a drop of 1,500 from the previous cap. And there's a reason for that, as you might well expect, and that's because they finished some of the border wall where they were working on it, the Army Corps of Engineers, and now they're doing something in a different part along the border. But they'll be down to 4,000 from 5,500. By the way, the Army will no longer include official photos for officer selection boards beginning in August. Warrant officer and NCO boards are under review right now as to what they're going to do, but you won't need to take a look at a picture to see whether or not you want to promote somebody. It's going to be based totally on the merit of the individual being promoted. And General James McConville, the Army Chief of Staff, said, and I quote, "We certainly have some ideas on the best ways to do this, whether it's the symbology or certain things or taking a look at what the names of certain posts should be when talking about whether or not the Army was going to ban Confederate symbols as well as renaming Confederate posts that had been named for Confederate generals around the country." So they're taking a wait-and-see attitude. By the way, backlogs, extra pay, priority units is how the Navy plans to get sailors moving again. So, as they like to say in politics, it's all about the money. And we'll see how all that works out for the Navy. Anchors away, right? And coronavirus has now swept through the Afghanistan security forces. Now, according to a senior Afghan security official from four provinces who reports suspected infection rates of 60 to 90% amongst their units, reducing the number of forces available to conduct operations or take up duty at outposts to barely what they need to have. Now, also, rising violence could further stall the peace talks in Afghanistan, because peace talks with the Taliban are unlikely to start if the violence remains high throughout Afghanistan like it is right now. And again, remember, and we told you this to begin with, the Taliban are Islamic. They can say anything they want about any subject they want to talk about, and whether it's true or not doesn't matter, as long as they continue their quest religiously. It's called the taqiyya. They can tell you anything they want to further accomplish their goal, which is dominance. So who knows what's going to happen there? By the way, the White House is intensifying an effort to install Pentagon personnel loyal to the president, getting rid of some of the deep state folks that are in there. There's been a lot of vetting being done of individuals that are in there and whether or not they're there for nefarious reasons. For example, the Obama appointees that are in there, one by one by one by one, are being removed. Also, police departments that equip, train, sometimes dress as soldiers, are doing so because they have to under the current environment that's out there. The SWAT vehicles they show up in, hey, if I was being, you can't show up in a patrol car with all those nice, pretty glass windows when they're throwing rocks and bottles at you, or maybe they're even shooting at you, because it's not going to stop it. So many times during the nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd and others, civilian police have been carrying out law enforcement operations mistakenly looked at as being military personnel, which is how come some of the reports have said, well, we got the National Guard here. Nope, it wasn't the National Guard. It was a SWAT team from the Sheriff's Department or the Police Department that was locked, loaded, and ready to go, because that's what they do. And guess what? It's not going away. Even though Minneapolis says, well, we can't have that, and we have to take away, and Seattle, there's the other one. Seattle says, well, we have to take away their offensive capability, and they can no longer have tear gas, and golly, they can't have pepper spray, and there's no way they can have the bang sticks or any of that sort of stuff. Well, you know, why don't you, Mr. or Miss Politician, that come up with that kind of cockamamie crap, why don't you drag your little butt out onto the street in the middle of that riot and try to talk these people down? Why don't you do that and see where that goes? When you got a bunch of Looney Tunes out there, and that's what some of these cats are, and they're trying to tear your city apart, you could literally throw $1,000 bills at them, and it's not going to work. Because they don't care. They care about one thing. Anarchy. And themselves. Anarchy. By the way, I got a message here from my buddy George up there in Burnsville, Minnesota. He says, the mass shooting they had in the vibrant area of Minneapolis last weekend, he said he used to live five blocks from there in the 90s for about 10 years. Apparently, automatic weapons may have been used, probably from the third precinct when they got in there, broke in, and got whatever they want. I'm not, George, I don't doubt that for a minute, that some of the, and by the way, remember in Los Angeles, when they chased the cops out of an area and got into the cars, they got rifles, they got shotguns, because in Los Angeles they carry both. And they managed to get those weapons out of the cars in some cases when the cops got out on the street and got away from their vehicles. So, again, there's a lot of this stuff going on. And they know what they're doing. They're not stupid. They know what they're doing. All right, we're coming right back with our next Highway and Bible Report. And then right after that, Denise Simon from Founders Code will be around. So don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And a big shout out there to all the different stations carrying us. Hello, Denver. Nice to hear from you. Hello, San Bernardino. And hello, Seattle. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's Donna Fiducia, and we thank her very much for making that liner for us. Donna, of course, was with Fox News for a number of years, and also a legend when it came to traffic reporting from the traffic cop for a number of years on the radio, too. And let's get things started because our Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J, closest to you right now. Stop on by. Find out why they are the nation's largest truck stop chain. And go in there and tell them the captain sent you to get a nice free hot cup of coffee. Here we go. Here we go.
mountain heights, fade off into the distance like ghost riders in the sky. Black smoke and white wine, steel horses side by side. It's more than just a living, y'all. Hell, it's our way of life. We're the last of the cowboys, giddy-up gone boys. 18 wheels on the concrete, it's a slow and dying breed. Rolling like Jesse James, modern-day outlaw game. If you're out here riding with me, come on back and make some noise. We're the last of the cowboys. Family tradition, diesel's running through our veins. Daddy showed us the ropes, we were going the fast lane. Branded by our heroes, taught to saddle up and move. Keep this country rolling, we're damn proud of what we do. We're the last of the cowboys, GDF gone boys. 18 wheels on the concrete, it's slow and I'm free. Rolling like Jesse James.
The Cowboys, and I'll tell you what, that's Tony Justice, and that is one good way to start out this Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot Flying J, because we've got severe thunderstorms with damaging winds expected today through the rest of the day across the Northeast, including New York City, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, heavy rain and flooding is possible from the Ohio Valley to the Mid-Mississippi Valley. Some of that's going on right now, I might add. And finally, elevated and critical fire threats are with isolated dry storms, and lightning are likely from the Great Basin into the Four Corners section of the country. Let's start with the bad weather tonight. If you're traveling along I-70, about halfway across Kansas, all the way into Kansas City, Missouri, over towards Columbia, Missouri, and approaching now the Illinois state line, you could have a real exciting trip because you've got severe thunderstorm watches, warnings, flood watches, and warnings all through that area, including the southern and southeastern parts of Nebraska and the southern part, southwestern corner of Iowa right now. Now, moving across over into Ohio, halfway across Ohio from Columbus all the way east to the Ohio line along I-70, you have got some severe thunderstorm watches, warnings, flood watches, and warnings, too, in that area. I-80, I-90, same scenario there, right on up into Erie, Pennsylvania, and right up into New York State. Now, in New York State, you've got some flood watches and warnings and some further advisories along the lake there, right along the lakeshore, as things are progressing along very quickly tonight. It's an interesting night weather-wise up there, I'll tell you that much. Got some fog in the southern part of Indiana and the north, let's see here, the northwestern corner of Kentucky and the southeastern corner of Illinois. You've got some very hot weather coming again for Florida, central Florida, and on down towards Naples, all the way up through to the Big Bend area of Florida today. Heat index temperatures will be well into the 105, 110 area range in some areas, and definitely not going to be a day to be out if you got breathing problems. That warning came over the thing here a little while ago. And got some fog in New Orleans. Meanwhile, fire threat advisory, Colorado, south central Colorado, western Colorado, Utah. A lot of Utah is under a fire threat advisory tonight, as is Nevada, as is the eastern part of California, all the way over into Kingman, Arizona, and the western part of Arizona. You've also got some high wind warnings and some uncertain conditions for Arizona today, where you could have some thunderstorms with what we call dry lightning, where there would be lightning and no rain. So be advised of that, and that could set some fires off. Central California, inland, up about 100 miles or so, you got some high heat advisories there. You got some rain in Montana tonight. Heavy flood advisories in the central part of Montana, central part of Idaho, same thing. And then let's see here. The southeastern corner of Washington State, rain there tonight and some advisories along the Hood River Valley for what could be some wind and some rain in there as well. Be advised of that. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J. Of course, it is not your daddy's truck stop anymore, as most of you already know that have been there and have told me, said, man, this is really pretty good. Well, yeah, it is, or you wouldn't hear me talking about it, number one. Number two, don't forget that in those pilots and those Flying J truck stops, you're able to find not only a great place to eat, but also they got the showers. And if you need to get laundry done, they got the laundromats in there, and a lot of them have either got facilities close by for tire repair or oil changes or things like that, if they don't have one right there at the truck stop itself, but there's something close by. And it's just a home away from home. It's the only way I can describe it. The Pilot and Flying J truck stops. Go try them out. You're going to be glad you did, because it's the nation's largest truck stop chain. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, and you'll probably, in some of the cases, you'll hear the radio show going, and in other cases, guess what? You go in there and say the captain sent me, you're going to get a nice free hot cup of coffee as well. All right, let's drift on over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we got some stuff going on here. Good morning.
Good morning.
We had the a federal court last night made a ruling a little bit late at night, I might add, on the funds that the Trump administration was taking for the border wall, saying, can't do that.
Yeah, so it'll go to the next court.
Well, this was not a full, and by the way, which court was this?
Ninth.
Okay, so but it wasn't the full Ninth Court, correct, or was it? Or was it?
I don't know. I did not read the decision, so I can't speak to that.
Okay, well, anyway, the situation is that it, as you say, it'll probably go to the next court. By the way, the other thing that went on is the president's executive order last night. Yesterday it went into effect to safeguard American monuments, memorials, and statues, and we'll see what happens there.
Well, we already have law in the books. What he's doing is he's reasserting that law to protect them and to ensure that whoever we catch and that we are able to prosecute, it goes to the fullest extent of the law. So... I mean, it's really more of a gesture than anything else, but I'm fine with that.
By the way, Steve is chiming in from Thailand in the chat room, the captain's group, and he's saying that, Captain, I am sure this all that's going on right now across the country is being orchestrated because this is an election year. Maybe if we wait until after the election, we will get the votes of those being damaged because they are fed up with it. And they can't even, and let's see, and then it can become a kick-ass and take names time.
from his words and words to God's ears.
Well, the thing of it is the cops. I'm talking to cops all over the country, and I'm telling you, they're not going to support Biden.
Well, I mean, it certainly doesn't appear so, but here's the other thing. You know, if we don't have police, which in some places they're actually changing their name to going all the way back to peace officers now.
I saw.
We've got anarchy.
All right, hold the thought. Folks, we'll be right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. That's a good way to start the top of the hour. We'll talk about what they're doing because Minneapolis just absolutely renamed the police department. I don't know what they're going to do. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.